This is Growing Cotton. Did you know that the world-famous Café du Monde has always used cottonseed oil to fry their beignets? Cotton Board invested over $1.5 million into cottonseed research and marketing last year with Cotton Incorporated, including research on the health benefits of cottonseed oil compared to other oils. Our goal is to make cottonseed oil the preferred cooking oil in kitchens across the country, like at Café du Monde in New Orleans. Forever Cotton. Visit cottonboard.org/forevercotton. Mark Brown is with Plains Cotton Growers, talks about the growing interest in Pima cotton.
In terms of Pima cotton, we do have a lot of ELS cotton in our area, and we actually now have two gins in the Plains Cotton Grower Service Area that have the capability of ginning ELS cotton. And it's interesting. And I might mention those two gins while I'm at it. One of those gins is located in Brownfield, and the other gin is located in southern Bailey County in a little community called Maple. And so those are the two roller gins in our particular area. And it's interesting that because of the calibration differences in ELS cotton versus upland cotton, those samples have to be classed out in Visalia, California. So it's a matter of boxing up those samples and sending them out to Visalia. But I understand that they've done a very good job of keeping up on the samples, and there's not a real lengthy turnaround time. But I hear that the people that are growing the ELS cotton this year in our area are pleased with the prices that they're seeing. So that's a good thing.
It's Growing Cotton.